Yeah.
Okay. Well, good evening. Sorry for a slightly late start, but everybody was kibitzing. A technical term. Would you join me in a flag salute, please? Thank you very much. This is the December 4, 2023 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and a notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website. The bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to this meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Preemptive strike. Butcher and Johnson are absent. And
yes.
Mr. Semain has recused himself.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if that's legitimate, preemptively strike like that.
That is absolutely legitimate.
It's certainly more efficient.
All right.
You can call everyone else.
You got it.
Aversa?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Blazer?
Here.
Kleinham?
Here.
McCaffrey?
Here.
Malay?
Here.
All right.
But you know for the minutes that Semain is not simply absent, he refuses.
And therefore we have a quorum. Excuse me. We have no meeting minutes on the agenda, no resolutions, but we do have a request for extension of time by Chabad of Hunterdon County, Block 90, Lot 2.15, 63 Payne Road. The applicant is seeking an extension of the time within which to obtain a final certificate of occupancy. You're on.
Thank you. You're welcome to join me at the table in case you have some questions. Good evening, Nicole Boyd. I'm here on behalf of Chabad of Hunterdon County. And I think you all are probably still very familiar with this, but just to refresh, this is pertaining to Block 90, Lot 2.15. Which has been already issued preliminary and final site plan approval for a synagogue. We came before you many months ago and requested an extension of time. Specifically, this pertains to condition number 12 of Planning Board Resolution 2023-01, which allowed Chabad of Hunterdon County until December 15, 2023, to obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy or an extension of time to obtain same from this board. We are here to request that extension to obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy. The synagogue is already constructed and it is occupied pursuant to a temporary certificate of occupancy. The board granted modifications of condition number 12 and number 4 of the 2018 resolution of final site plan approval, which was memorialized in board resolution 2022-05. The board then granted further modifications of condition number 12 by board resolution 2023-01 to allow Chabad of Hunterdon County additional time to review security concerns and to submit a revised landscaping plan, which is the subject of a revised an application for an amended preliminary and final site plan approval that was submitted just before Thanksgiving. We wanted to get it in as soon as possible, so it was submitted electronically, and the paper copies were delivered as soon as possible after Thanksgiving. In accordance with the last resolution of this board pertaining to this matter, 2023-01, Chabad was told to submit three plans, a plan showing the landscape as required by the final site plan approval, which is basically resubmitting your approved plan, a plan showing the landscaping as currently installed and as built, and then a proposed plan for which the applicant seeks relief. And again, relief was requested in that application with exceptions to certain aspects of Clinton Township's landscape code. So that was submitted. It is currently pending before this board. And we were fortunate enough that the board's professional security expert, who was retained pursuant to your last resolution, as well as your landscape architect, reviewed the application that was already submitted and deemed it to be in conformance with the landscape design criteria, security, there's a fancy word for it. It's security guidelines in security measures in landscape design or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your resolution. But it's essentially, that was the condition, was that the three plans be submitted, including the proposed plan conforming to that, and both your landscape architect as well as your security expert have sent letters saying that the plan as submitted does conform in their opinion. We do not yet officially have a, has not officially been deemed complete. The deadline for that is the December 15th date. I keep wanting to say 19, but it's just, I have 19 on another.
Is the time for completeness, it's 45 days from when it was submitted, the time that the resolution said you had to get approval was December
15th. Not approval.
Oh, submitted a complete application.
Actually, the resolution specifically states it must be deemed complete.
Correct.
By December 15th.
Correct. But, so, I've asked the board experts, under the statute, they have 45 days from when it's submitted. I've asked Larry to try to get the completeness review done by December 15th. Because the board wanted the application submitted by December 15th. If he could actually review it by December 15th and find it's complete by December 15th, actually, there wouldn't be a need for an extension, but they're here for the extension because they need the extension in any event for the permanent CO.
That's correct.
Because they need a board approval.
We're currently...
Correct?
Yes.
Permanent or temporary?
Your construction official has been extending the TCO, kind of keeping up with your resolutions. Mm-hmm. So now what we would like to do is request that this board allow additional time until at least April. We believe that will allow time for it to be deemed complete, heard possibly late January or early February. Ideally, we would get through this relatively quickly, and that would then allow time for the resolution to be adopted, which could then be provided to the construction official to get yet another extension.
So you want Condition 12 modified to extend the time to April 30th, 2024, for Chabad to get the approval?
Yes.
The approval of the amended preliminary and final site plan.
Well, when we get that approval, though, I assume they'll still be operating pursuant to a TCO.
We also need to extend the temporary CO.
Yes.
That
yes,
is exactly.
Yeah.
We need an extension. That the condition is that a TCO, that a permanent certificate of occupancy.
Do you have the resolution there?
I do.
Can you just read slowly, Condition 12, the resolution into the record?
Tom, would you like a copy?
Yes.
We would assume that upon receiving the amended approval with the revised landscape plan, that there would then be time to install it, and therefore they would be continuing under their bond and continuing under a TCO.
Because there's a condition number 4 that is titled landscaping and ability to obtain extension of the temporary certificate of occupancy. And there's a condition 12, the time within which to obtain the certificate of occupancy.
Right. I have them in front of me.
Okay. So what do you need the extent, what are you requesting the extent, the modification to get an extension of?
I'm just going to double check number 4.
That's what I want you to do.
Yeah, right. I'm double checking number 4.
Right.
Which says that all landscaping shall conform to the plan prior to the issuance of a certificate of occupancy. Thus will be the bond.
To this end, the applicant shall provide proof to the township engineer and the township attorney that the previously posted performance guarantee does not have a time limitation that runs out prior to December 15th, 2023, and they confirm that it does not have a time limitation that runs out prior to December 15th, 2023.
That is correct.
The applicant shall be required to post a bond in the amount of $345,133,000. I believe that was, that's also been posted, is that correct?
That's correct.
And we provided to you proof that it wasn't expiring.
Correct. Okay, so then it looks like you're in compliance with condition four, and you have condition 12 and condition 18. So look at condition 12. That is titled time within which to obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy. That one says the applicant shall have until December 15th to obtain the permanent certificate of occupancy. So you want an extension of that to what date? Now, before you answer that, look at condition 18. Time within which to submit an amended application. That gave you until December 15th to submit the application and be determined, and have the application determined to be complete. So what I am suggesting is, I know that you're here to modify and get an extension of 12. I think as a precautionary measure, if you're going to ask for an extension of 12, you should also ask for an extension of 18, just in case Larry mm-hmm. finds something that's not complete, mm-hmm. right? And so December 15th comes along, and the application is not complete. So my suggestion is, since the board has 45 days from the date the application is submitted to make a completeness determination, what was the actual date that the application was submitted?
If it's accepted on the date of the electronic filing, that would be November 22nd. But the paper filing was received the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
So would you fill it out a calendar?
And actually, I believe that date, because I had also submitted on that date.
That's what I think.
Yes, that's correct, because I have a cover letter on that date.
Yes, we do.
Updated.
Does anyone have the ability to quickly, instead of counting 45 days, spreadsheet or something that can tell me what is the 45th day after November 28th?
Is there a
45 calendar days?
Calendar days. 45 calendar days after
January 12th.
Okay, so the board has until January 12th to determine completeness.
And you need to be...
So what I am suggesting, out of an abundance of caution, is to maybe seek an extension of the time to submit the complete application, modify condition 18 to extend the time to submit a complete application to January 31st. If you get something on January 12th, first of all, if you get nothing, the application is deemed complete by operation of law. If you get something on January 12th saying you're incomplete, that would give you 2 weeks to get it complete. So that's my first suggestion. Second suggestion, sometimes my mouth gets ahead of my hand. My second suggestion is, so let's assume that the application is deemed complete on January 31, right? You then have to notice for the hearing, and the board has to hear it. Now, you had sent in something about your schedule. I forget which letter it was.
Oh, I sent an email. I was concerned about my availability for the second hearing in January, but if that was...
Oh. Okay,
we're talking past that now.
Right. So if it was deemed complete January 31, what is the board going to do?
February 5th.
So February 5th you couldn't do because you don't have enough time to notice.
19th.
That's President's Day.
We can't schedule to come before the board until it's deemed complete.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
Completeness determines when the board has to decide it. This board in the past, on a lot of occasions, they've heard things before they were deemed complete. So that's not necessarily a problem, especially if they have light agendas. Trust me, they're going to want to get this heard ASAP.
That's fine.
So again, out of an abundance of caution, what do you think the extension for condition 12 should be? Out to April 30th?
Yeah.
I mean, that I would push just to have leeway, but I'd like to see it done. That's all.
But like I said, I'd ask Larry to try to get this thing.
April 30th to get what done?
To get your approval.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no harm in it.
No harm in it. This is just approval.
There's a bucket full of paperwork in.
And we expect that approval.
The condition is not on approval, it's on getting the application complete.
There's two different things.
Yeah.
Condition 18 is getting the application complete.
Correct.
Condition 12 is getting the permanent CO. To get the permanent CO, they're going to have to do the planting.
Correct.
Okay? That's what the rabbi is saying. He's saying, listen. I feel very confident that I'm going to have a complete application by December 15th, okay? Out of an abundance of caution, they're going to seek an extension to January 31. He's like, if you can hear this application quickly, I have a shot at getting the planting in by April 30th, but if you guys don't hear the application quickly enough, you know, I'm going to need some more time, and then the planting season, I think the landscape guy said the planting season's like April 15th to November 15th or something like that.
That sounds about right. Does that mean that certain things may not be okay to plant until June?
No, you can.
He may not be. If he doesn't get the okay from us to move forward with the plans that he's submitting.
Right, I'm only.
Until March. Yeah. He's not going to be able to plant in April.
Right. I'm just saying he's going to have overplanting. Even if I'm a site plan, they say, "Oh, you can't plant these shrubs until May." Am I wrong on that?
In my mind, I'm asking myself: Is April 30th enough, or should it be June 30th?
To do what?
To get your permanent CO for condition 12. Is that enough?
Wait, to get approval or a permit CO?
There's nothing in here that talks about getting an approval. Is there anything that talks about an approval?
May I just frame this the way I would approach it? We might have different approaches, but I would love to frame it.
Read 12 first. Read condition 12.
Could I just ask a question from a layman's standpoint? It seems to me that there are three things here that need to happen. One, I need to be deemed complete before December 15th or grant an extension. We seem to have addressed that.
Right.
So that's check.
Right. If,
assuming that we agree till January 30th. Second is, I need to get in front of the board, I need to get
an approval
plan approved.
Right, that's
two. Three, that doesn't give me a CO.
That's my point.
Correct.
The third thing is I have to actually plant, do what it says
to get your CO. Right. What I'm saying is this resolution does not say that you need an approval by a certain time unless you can find it in there. What condition 12 says is you need your permit CO by a certain date.
So it's right speed and goes right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So whatever date we're going to come up with, whether it's April 30th or June, is the date in which we would be able to plant everything.
And get your permit CO.
Exactly.
Right. So that's why I'm suggesting in the beginning, April 30th seemed to me to be enough time. Now,
for planting?
No.
No, to
get
approval that would allow you to.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
The planting.
Certainly, the planting season is what the planting season is. So I think we need to know, I need to know, when is the planting season for the things that we need to plant.
Hold on.
A resolution to us in April.
Call Jim Landscaping.
Calling Jim Palumbo Landscaping.
No, wrong guy.
You don't know who Moses Lawn.
I got a bunch of
So that wasn't going to be determined at the moment. Maybe we could just determine that at the moment.
Well, that's what I thought would happen.
We could determine that at the meeting that we got to change that.
You got to change it right.
So you do.
No, I know, but I
agree. I'm just going to let him finish.
Let me find out what it is.
But that's up to clarification exactly at that point. Once we get the plan.
Thank you.
It's
a sense of the journalist. Hey, Jim, John Gerald, how are you? Good. So, not the planning board meeting. Questions come up. The rabbi wants to know, are there separate planting seasons for different landscape items, or is the planting season in general, what you told me before, April 15th to November 15th? April 15th to November 15th, that's when you can plant stuff. There's no specific planting season for anything shown on your plan that deviates from April 15th to November 15th. Jim, thank you, but stand by the phone just in case you have to.
So why don't you say what you want to say, realizing that there's no requirement to have an approval by any certain date?